This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis.
Safe to say, over the last few years, there's been a good amount of uncertainty in the stock market. Some pretty wild swings, thanks, of course, to the pandemic, the supply chain issues over the last couple of years, and all the ups and downs in big tech. Meanwhile, a whole new generation of younger investors, or I should say younger potential investors, they've been on the sidelines, watching, taking notes. We asked Marketplace's Kristen Schwab to give us a sense of how Gen Z and millennials are feeling about the market.
Christopher Davenport started his freshman year at the University of Michigan in 2020, when the pandemic was very much pandemicking.
There were no social things going on. You could barely really get out of your dorm. All the classes were virtual.
So he joined Michigan Interactive Investments, a club on campus. The group learns about investing by managing a small portfolio, originally funded by alumni. Davenport is now the club's president. He says, though most members are business students like himself, the pool is diversifying.
You hear all about the Wall Street bets and people talking about crypto online, people going on different Discord chats and whatnot. It's definitely gotten investing generally to a wider demographic,
including some young people who found themselves with a little extra time and money. Dan Egan, director of behavioral finance and investing at Betterment, an automated investment advisor, says during the pandemic,
we definitely saw a large number of deposits during the appropriate time periods where people are saying, this is because I got a stimulus check that I didn't really need.
Meanwhile, it's become easier to invest than ever. Terrence O'Dean, a finance professor at UC Berkeley, says there's app-based and commission-free trading.
And now you can actually buy fractional shares, buy not only less than 100 shares, you can buy less than one share.
Which he says has increased access for people with less money. A Federal Reserve survey from 2019 says about half of Americans invest. How much that has changed? O'Dean says, we don't know. Surveys of millennial and Gen Z interest in investing have mixed results. O'Dean says that's partly because
what you live through affects how you view the market.
Studies show young people's opinions on investing are especially correlated to market returns. So how's Davenport in Michigan doing with his personal investments?
I didn't have that much money to begin with, and I still don't really have that much.
But hey, he's learning. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.